The centerpieces of davening on Yemen Meron is the Shleish Esrei Midos, is reciting the 13 different ways in which we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanos. And we every shul has them as a central part of Kol Nidre and as a central part of Ne'ilah and as an important part of the preparations for Yom Ne'irom throughout the days of Slichos. Right? Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, was very, very insistent that we should have Slichos during Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha as well. And because that was the original Nusach HaTfilah. I think it's the Aruch HaShulchan which points out that the only reason that most of our shuls don't say slichos during Shacharis, Musaf, and Mincha is because there are many different minhagim as to what were the piyutim during the slichos, and different communities had different piyutim. So at one point, when the publishers of the Machzorim needed to make a machzor that was cost effective and that would sell, so if they would have the particular slichos of one particular community, so then it would be very, very limited to whom they could sell it to. So therefore the machzor, the publishers put in, instead of putting in slichos, they put in Khan Omer Slichos in fine print. So most shuls began saying Khan Omer Slichos, and then they went on. And that's how we lost the slichos of Shacharis, Mincha, Musaf, and Mincha. And then through the Rav was felt very strongly at YU for many, many years. We had pamphlets still today. And you gave the probably pamphlets that are given out with the slichos that the Rav chose. There is a machzer, the academic machzer that came out of Hebrew U. I think it's Gutman was the one who put it together. So he records all the different slichos that were said throughout the various communities. In the Musaf, we still have vestiges of the slichos, because in the Musaf, right after the Avoda, you have short paragraphs that are kinos for the Churban, and many of those were probably the piyutim that were said in between the slichos. Why is the saying of the 50 minutes of Rachmanim so important? So the Gemara says in Shoshan Yizayim and Beis, you have in front of you, we quote the pasuk, "Vayavar Hashem al panav yikro Amar Rav Yechanan." Il mole mikro kosuv e efshar leomro. If it wouldn't be a pasuk, we could not say it. The pasuk is very hard to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes in front of Moshe Rabbeinu vayikra and he calls out. Milamed shenisate b'Kadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. It's a picture that we could not conjure up. You get the right. You get the wrong sheet.
This is the wrong sheet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Ilmolei mikrokosav milamish nisatav kadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur, that the shliach tzibur put on a tal, kadosh baruch hu keilu kiviyachol functioned like a shliach tzibur with a talis draping over him. Veher olo lemoshe seder tvila, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu a nusach of davening. Omar lo, he said to him, kol zaman shi Yisrael choyten, whenever the Jews err, and we need to do tshuva, we need to Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmonis. Yasu lefonek is seder hazeh, vani mochel lehem. They should say the following service, the following seder, and I will forgive them. What seder? Hashem, Hashem. Ani hu koydim shiach do'adam, I will protect people from chayt. Ani hu liachar shiach do'adam, yasu tshuva, I will be there for them. Once they do tshuva, kilrachu machanan, different aspects of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmonis. Om Rav Yehuda bris keruso l'shalosh esrei midos she'non chazos reikom she'nemer hine anochi kariz bris. Rav Yehuda says, you know how powerful this tefillah is. They have a bris with their Ribono Shel Olam, that when we say this davening, Kadosh Baruch Hu will always answer us to some measure. So it's very, I don't know if another tefillah that we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu who loves tefillah satzibur. But I don't know of another tefillah where we have a bris kerusa. We have a bris of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says he is going to respond to this davening. Question is, what is this nusach of davening? How do we understand that we have a formula for davening? This should be problematic. A formula for davening. Davening is a avodah shebelev. Davening has to have a certain amount of kavana. So how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu say, I'll give you the following, it sounds like an incantation. Say the incantation, read the amulet, say the nusach, and bang, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us Yeshua. And we're assured of a Yeshua. So how do we understand this nusach of davening? There is a very popular pshat that was furthered first by Rav Menachem Kasher, and then later on other mechaberim picked up on it. Rav Menachem Kasher was one of the great minds of Yerushalayim, one of the great tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, and the great anthologist of Yerushalayim. His granddaughter teaches Hebrew in the college, and Rav Menachem Kasher, you are familiar with him because he wrote the Torah Shleima. And the Torah Shleima, this is the collection of all the Medrashei Halacha on any Pasuk. And it's written before they had the Bar Ilan. So it's almost impossible to imagine that a person should have such a grasp of all Torah Shebal Peh to be able to put together the Torah Shleima. So he made the following Ha'ara. It says, Omar Lo, in the second line, Kol Zaman Shisrol Chotin Yasu Lefanei Keseder Azeh. So what is Yasu Lefanei mean? What would you say? What's Yasu Lefanei? What's that?
Do.
Do, as opposed to?
Say.
So that's, he suggested that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying was if a person, Mahu Rachel, Mahu Tei Rachel, that if you have a, we're discussing Slichos. Bruce is one of the Mespalim who I drive crazy. I say Slichos, Shachos, Mincha, and Musaf. So he's one of the Yasu Lafon, I could say there is a. So the Kasha said, what does Yasu mean? It means if you are a Racham, if you are a Chanan, if you are an Erech Apayim. And he said that obviously is a much easier pshat to swallow. Why is it a very difficult pshat? Why is it, it's hard to say? No? Now, how do you know that? Because it says Kishliach Sivur, right? That's a very important Ohr in of itself. Because we often point out that on Yomim Ne'iram, that's the only time when we have a Shliach Tzibur who is really an agent of the Tzibur. Usually a Shliach Tzibur is a conductor. Usually a Shliach Tzibur, his job is to pull the Tzibur together. If people don't know how to say Shemoneh Esrei, he can be right to them. He brings the tzibur together to say Hallel together. He makes sure that we're always in sync. He's an inspiring voice, hopefully. Over here, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not an inspiring voice. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is representing the tzibur. That happens only in Yom Ne'iram. In Yom Ne'iram, the Chazan says, Hinei Ani Mi'mas, I'm here. I hope that my Chatom are not going to get in the way of Klal Yisrael. Ochil Lakel. Right? There are several times in Yom Ne'iram where the Shliach Tzibur says, I'm speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That probably comes from this text. That's why I ask the Shliach Tzibur, to, even if their personal practice does not be ma'atev to wear the talus over their head, I said, please, Yom Ne'iram, make sure the talus over their head. Because that is the That was the direction that we have. Often quoted by Mital, who said that the reason for this Ituf usually is to give greater kavana. Ituf usually is to have Ashrosh, to be aware of Ashrosh China. He suggested the Ituf over here is to not to be sensitive to the idiosyncrasies of your tzibur. You represent your tzibur, you're talking in their behalf, you're inspiring them. They may be looking at their watches. You don't want to see that. You have the towels in between you with the Ribbono Shel. So you don't have to be, if they get a little bit upset, a little bit too long, so then won't be sensitive to that. So, but it says, as Yoni said, Vehero Lo Moshe Seder Tvila. He showed him a Seder of Davening. So it's not, even though it says Yasu Lefana, but Yasu Lefana Keseder Azeh. In fact, Rabbi David Cohn, one of the great Talmid Chacham of America, he says that Seder Tvila, that's why our slichos are an independent seder of davening. Every slichos begins with, during the week, begins with Ashrei. Then you have Kaddish. At the end, Tachnun, and again, Kaddish. It's a Seder Tefillah in of itself because of this Nusach Adavni. Good. So now we're pointing out that even though Rav Nachum Kasher, Rav Mendel Kasher's Shir, his insight is very beautiful and is meaningful in and of itself. However, to say that that's Pshat in the Medrash is very difficult, because there's so many indications that it is a Seder of Tefillah. So then, Hodru Kushla Duchta, how do we understand that we can have an incantation, we can have a formula, and that formula should be a significant form of davening? So I would like to study one line in the Ramban, and based on that line, I believe we can open up our understanding of the 50 minutes of Rachamim. Please look at source number 7. The Ramban is making a comment on the Psukim of source number 6, very familiar to us right now. What's source number 6? When did Moshe Rabbeinu say that I down the koyach Hashem kasher dibarto lemor? Chedem Raglim. Correct. Why is this so familiar to us nowadays? Because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu invoked the 13 minutes of Rachamim, and that's when Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's when he's when Moshe says Salach no la avoyin mezek goyel chazdecha. These psukim are extremely familiar with now because and how and what do they do for slichos? How are they?
They close off.
That's what I thought for a long time as well. I always thought that the piyut begins, goes into the 13 minutes of Rachamim, and then closes off with this. But I see the Art Scroll Machzor has a fakir. The Art Scroll Machzor has that this is the introduction to every single. And I saw recently in a sefer also that one of the more common, more recent svarim said a person should be careful not to skip the introductory psukim. So, however you understand it, whether it opens or closes, why are we quoting these psukim during our slichos? What's the point of quoting Slach no lamazakur chasdecha? V'yem Hashem sachniki v'recha. What would make sense to introduce every slicha with this? No? What would you say?
Gives repeatedly, we want to remind him that if V'yem
is then. Or we may want to remind ourselves. This is when it was effective. We want to have it's evidence based davening. Right? We have evidence that Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekabel the tefillah. He wanted to destroy all the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu invoked the 30 minutes of Rachamim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Salach Likid Mecha. So that gives tremendous chizak to us. That's why every single time we say the 13 minutes of Rachamim, except for Kriyas Torah, we remind ourselves Bris Kirusa Varaya. Now the Ramban is bothered by the 13 minutes of Rachamim that Moshe Rabbeinu quotes. Look at Posuk Yud Ches. Hashem, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Noisi Ovein, Vafeshe, Benake, Lo Yinake, Pokein Avon Avos, Albonim, Al Shishim, Abriim. What bothers you about his 13 minutes of Rachamim? What?
No
MS. No MS. Okay. Okay. That Kotzker over there. What else? What else bothers us about the 13 minutes of Rachamim? What else strikes you as strange?
Shem's only once.
What else? Was that? Right. He doesn't have the full 13. Right. So if it was me, so it means I didn't write it down when he told it to me. I don't remember all 13. But this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. So he knows all the 13 minutes of Rachamim. So obviously he made a decision to leave out some of the 13 minutes of Rachamim. So look what the Ramban says in the second paragraph, source number 7, in the second paragraph. Vizkir b'midos erech apayim v'rav chesed v'loi hizkir emes. He mentions that God is slow to get angry. He mentions Rav Chesed, God is forgiving. That's mavir rishon. He knocks off the first chait, the second chait. He does not mention emes. Why? Ki b'midos emes yuchayovim. Because the mid of emes would be a kitrug, would incriminate us. We'll come back to that. And then it says v'loy hizkir, because the next line is easier. V'loy hizkir notzer chesed lalofim. He leaves out that the Kodesh Baruch Hu holds on to the chesed for a second generation. What do we call that midah? holding on to the chesed of previous generations? Zchus Avos, right? So he doesn't mention Zchus Avos. Why? Ki loy b'zchus Avos nispalel Moshe Akshav. V'loy hizkir b'tfilah azois le'avrom b'tvi Yaakov kalal. Hatam b'avur sh'oretz nitna lo'avos u'mehem Yerusha ve'imordim ba'avosam v'loy hachafetzim v'matona shalahem asher avos hayu b'rachim b'ma'od. He says, once again, because for Moshe Rabbeinu to say, remember what you promised the Avos, that would be a kidrug. That would incriminate. Why? Because the Jews are not remembering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Avos. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, have rachmanis on these people? And remember how much their grandfathers wanted them to go into Eretz Yisrael. How could Moshe say that? That's only a kidrug. It works against us. It's a boomerang. It's going to end up harming us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, kiviyachol, that, but the Jews aren't remembering what the Avos had in mind for them. So what do we see from this Ramban? First take a step back, then we'll go back into the Ramban. What do you see from this Ramban? Is the 13 Midas HaRachmim a formula or not?
Yes,
not a formula, right? You see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be judicious in which of the 13 Midas he would use. So we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. So we can't be judicious. We can't start picking. We're going to figure out which Midah we're going to speak about. It's not for us, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he was judicious. All right. So right away you see, first Ta'ara, it's a tefillah, bris kerusa, but it's not a form of incantation. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu had to decide which midah he's going to appeal to, all right? So that explains to us that when we say the 13 midas harachamim, we are really invoking various midas, and we have to understand how we're invoking. So now let's say one step deeper in the Ramban to explain a little bit better. The Ramban says, v'loy hizkir b'tfilah zos. He doesn't mention Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov altogether. So what's the Ramban pointing out? Doesn't mention Avram and Yaakov. So look quickly at source 8 and 9. Source 8 is Moshe Rabbeinu's defense on behalf of Klal Yisrael after the Chet Ha'egel. Source 9 is Moshe Rabbeinu's defense after the Chet Ha'meraglim. So let's look at them together. After the Chet Ha'egel, Vayichal Moshe Spanei Hashem, Eliko, Vayir Milomo, Hashem Yechrabcho Bamecho, Asher Reitzeitzu Meir Tetzraim, Bechoyach Godol, Vuryor Chazoko, Lomo Yomer Mitzrayim, Biro Leimor, Biro Itzam, Larogol Son Barim, Vuchalosom Yal Pnei Adom, Vushu Mecho Rene Pecho, Vinachim Laro Liyem Becho. Why should we let the Mitzrayim say that God took us out with bad intentions? What is that argument? How would you form that argument? What would you call it? Why should the goyim say Chil Hashem? That's the argument of Chil Hashem. It's that if Kadosh Baruch Hu will destroy us, then there'll be a terrible Chilul Shem Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will lead to the disrespect and the undermining of Kavod Hashem. Yud Gimel Zochor Li Avram Li Yitzchak Li Yisrael Avodecha Asher Nishbata Lehem. But to daber aleim arba zarachim gevoy b'shemayim v'skol oris azos asher amarti etein lezarachim v'noch alu le'olam. What argument is that? Zchus Avos. Alright? There's a third argument, Yud Aleph. Lomo Hashem yechere abcho v'yamecha. It's a strange argument. They serve the Avodah Zarah, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, why should you get angry at these people? What do you mean, why should you get angry? They serve the Avodah Zarah. Lomo Hashem yitzeisam v'eretz mitzrayim v'koyach godol v'yon chazoka. What argument is that? Go ahead. You made an investment. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you made an investment. Make good on your investment. So three arguments. Now let's look at the Chet Ameraglim. 9. Vayomer Moshe L'Hashem Vishomu Mitzrayim Ki Ha'alisa V'Chaychacho Esa Omazen B'Mikirbo. The Mitzrayim will hear how you powerfully took them out, and the Omrul Yeshim Oretz Azos Shomu Ki Ato Hashem Beker VeOm Azeh Asher Ayin By Nira Ato Hashem VeAnon Cho Oymin Aleim VeAmun Onan Ato Lech Mifneim Yomim Eish Loyal. And they will say, they will tell the people, the indigenous nations of Israel, look how God is amongst them. He was clearly there. Omud Onan, Omud Eish, pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire, behemato, so om hazeki shechad, one fell swoop, killed them all. The omra goyim, asher shomushimachule mor, me built it, yocholis, Hashem, lovia, so om hazeh, eloartish and ishbalim, by yishchotain bamid bor. What argument is that? Chil Hashem. Is there a vestige of the argument of investment? No, what'd you say?
That's not like it.
So I would argue ki elisa b'chechacho es ha'om hazeh b'kir boy. Sounds similar, right? So at least that still, at least rings that Moshe Rabbeinu certainly has the argument of Chil Hashem. He has possibly the argument of investment. What is clearly missing over here? Chus Ovois, right? That's what the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. He doesn't mention Chus Ovois altogether, right? So the Rambam, so again, the first point we're making the Ramban is it's not a formula, it's not an incantation. It is a tefillah that has to be very delicately said. Alright? So we have to have a very delicate kavanah because we're not going to choose different names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Next, what's the next insight you see from the Ramban? What's these notes that Chesed Lofim is left out, Schus Ovis is left out, and Schus Ovis is left out of. What's the equation the Ramban is building? Schus Ovis is omitted from 30 minutes of Rachamim, and it's also omitted from the argument against the Ragman, right? So what's the equation the Ramban is drawing over here? The 13 minutes of Rachamim, what are they reflecting? Right. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu has an articulate argument that he makes. Articulate tefillos. The 13 minutes of Rachamim are a different way of phrasing the articulate arguments of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that instead of saying Zuchor li'avim el Yisrael, say Noitzer Chesel alofim. Look at the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of looking at the event of Chil Hashem, look at the midah that you want to protect. Instead of saying Ve'ato yigdal no koyach, and now protect your investment. Loma yecher apcha asher itaytum eretz roim. Say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've shown yourself to be a Rav Chesed, to be a Noisi Ovon. So look at the midah rather than look at the particular event that's happening. That seems to be, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, when he has to reformulate his arguments, he has to choose which of the shemos of Hashem are appropriate. Look at the Rashi. You'll see a Rashi come alive right now. Source number 5. This year goes till. When is it? When does this year go to? Till when?
45-ish.
And we have the chart, the master. Okay, good. We'll be able to finish time. Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Shemos. Rashi after Cheda Egel. Vayomer ni avir. Higia shah. Shetire bechvoidi masha ersha oscheler osachol liros. I'm going to show you what I'm able to show you. Lefisha nirot se. V'tzorch l'lamedcho seder tefillah, because I want and I have to show you how to daven. Shekishen etzrachtu levakesh rachman Yisrael, when you have to ask for rachmanas for the Jewish people, hiskartu lizchus avos. You mentioned the merit of the forefathers. Kesover ato shim tomes chus avos ein otikva. You might think that if there's no chus avos, hopeless. Ani Amir kol midas tuvi lefanecho al hatzur. I will show you all the midas of rachmanis that I have. You see what the Rashi is pointing out. He's saying there's going to be a time you're going to need to ask for rachmanis. You will not be able to use chus avos. What's pshat tomus chus avos? So Rashi is a specific understanding. Not that we've exhausted all the chus avos, which could be pshat. He's saying you won't be able to use chus avos because chus avos would be a kitrug. It would be incriminating. So therefore, the Baruch Hu says, I will give you other midos that you're going to be able to express. Okay? So now we have to understand one more step in a little bit of a deeper way to understand this fila. And it'll help us focus when we have to say the 30 Mitzvah Rachma over the course of Yom Kippur. How do we understand the idea, the concept of referring to God, Kadosh Baruch Hu's midos, as opposed to having an articulate argument? What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu had good arguments, right? He said, Zachor, remember the Avos. He said, the beautiful argument of Kiddush Hashem. So what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching Moshe Rabbeinu? So let's switch gears for a moment and remind ourselves of a very important passage of Rav Chaim Volozhiner that I'm sure you've thought of and heard about in previous years. There is an idea that Rav Chaim Volozhiner expresses, and it's often published in the Gros Sidurim as part of the Psichot Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, the Gros had said, everybody's bothered why on Rosh Hashanah all of our davening focuses on no, and doesn't focus on tshuva and the din. All right. So the Vilna Gaon says, because that's what supposed to happen in Rosh Hashanah, we are being machter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are being mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Explain Chaim Volozhiner a step deeper. He says, and I want you to know that the davening of the entire year is all based on the davening of Rosh Hashanah. What's the Hezbar Adover? How is our davening throughout the entire year an expression of Rosh Hashanah davening? No, what did you say? Go ahead.
By making bakashos, we're showing that Akash Baruch Hu will control.
And how do you, and even more specific than that, we're taking 100% correct, right? But even sharper, because whenever we ask for a bakasha, what do? We always place it in the context of some kind of shevach, right? Every bakasha, we don't just ask for refuah. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Chol Basar. You are the Rofei. We go back and bring it back to a midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. All right? Now you understand what's happening. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, all of our davening is based in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we say, enlarged global terms. We need Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need Yeshuas, we need Slicha, we need Kapara, we need a Yom HaDin that's going to give us Richus Yamim, we need good health, right? It's all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. These are all expressions of Malchus. So every single time we daven, we say Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rafa'enu Hashem, and Rafa'i Ki, Silaseinu Ata. We're going to give you Shevach if you give us a Refuah. All right? Again, we'll sharpen this argument. Probably the best exposition of this Mahalach in the time Freelander. Again, you've probably seen this expressed in the following way. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says, on Sukkos, Havi Lefanai Mayim, Nisku Lefanai Mayim, Kedei, in order that, I'll give bracha to your water. On Pesach, bring to me Tavua, Kedei, in order that, I'll give bracha to your Tavua. And Rosh Hashanah, in rule of Fonei Malchus, Kedei, Shetamlichuni Aleichem. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, what's the point of saying, bring water, so I'll give a bracha to your water? What's Pshat? With how are they connected? Bring water on Sukkot, so that I'll answer your Tfilas Geshem. Bring Tavua to Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, because then Pesach is the Yom HaDin of Tavua, and I'll give you a bracha. No? What's Hezbar Adomer? Go ahead. Even sharpen that, but correct. Say, what are we saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu?
Saying the bringing is like a bakasha.
How is it a bakasha? Sharper, go ahead.
We're going to reciprocate, give it to you.
Kadosh Baruch Hu, look how I can use your water to serve you. That's my bakasha. Say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to use your water for Avodas Hashem. No, that's my bakasha. I'm going to use your tevua for Avodas Hashem. So the more tvu you give me, the more avodas Hashem, the more kiddushim shemaim will be. Imu lefonei malchiyah, says Rav Chaim, the best way that we can be mispalel is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand you are the melech malchiyah amlochim, Adonai Adonim, any single bracha we get, we know it's from you. And not only that, any single bracha we get, we will attribute it to you. We will say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyel, you are a redeemer. We'll say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you are a roifa. You are a melech, Meichel v'seleach. So any kind of bracha you give to us, we will, reciprocate is a pretty good word, we will in turn use that bracha for Avodas Hashem. We will use that bracha to further reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's qualities. We will be Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Because Baruch Hu will be more present in this world. But for Eino, give us a refuah. If you give us a refuah, we're going to make a Suda Sedoya after. If you give us a refuah, then every single year on the anniversary, we'll give Shevach Vaidoya. If you give us a refuah, we will say there were tremendous doctors, very sharp doctors, and great nurses, but we all know because Baruch Hu decided he wants to give a refuah. So we say the way that we daven, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, on Rosh Hashanah, we learn how to daven. Kadosh Baruch Hu taught us, Chazal taught us how to daven. Say Malchus. If you say Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, that means whatever bracha extends to me, health, wealth, insight, whatever bracha, when I use it, I will use it for Avodas Hashem, and I will give expression that I'm Makir Tov, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me out, gave me these funds, right? That's what it says that because the tzaddik realizes that any money he gets comes to Ribbono Shel. He sees it as a gift to Ribbono Shel. So therefore, he is chos al mamoinam. He expresses that way. So every time on Rosh Hashanah, what we're saying is we will be megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus more and more through the brachas that we receive. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, look at Yishmael Nesri, you're doing the same thing. Whenever you ask for anything, you always end with a bracha. And you identify the Ribbono Shel. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goy Eli, he is a Goyel. I'm asking for Geula, I'm asking for Yeshua. And I'm saying right away, I recognize the Ribbono Shel as a Goyel. I will be Megala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tchunas, HaKadosh Hu's qualities. I'll give greater revelation to it. I'll do the Avodas Hashem, and a very specific Avodas Hashem, of being, revealing more and more the Ribbono Shel. When you see this with Chaim Volozhiner, then you can understand that this entire approach to this aspect of davening now threads back to the 13 midos of Rachamim. Now the Ramban can read the Ramban beautifully. Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu had several articulate arguments. He had the articulate argument of Schus Avos. He had the articulate argument of Kadosh Baruch Hu made an investment. He had the argument of Kiddush Shem Shemayim and Michal Shem Shemayim. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a very specific argument. Zchus Avos, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to teach you how to use that argument in a much more powerful and a much more sustained way, in a way that your children will always be able to daven. Because maybe they can't use Zchus Avos. Maybe they won't be able to say that without this Yeshua there's going to be, there won't be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. They will always be able to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you answer my tefillas, then I will be megala that you have you're a great rachamim. I'll always be megala Hashem 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 Kodeshim Hashem Liachrachim. I'll always be megala the emes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the emes of Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the emes of Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's emes doing in the midas of rachamim? L'chare emes not in midas of rachamim. So the Ramban explains. Ramban explains this in Chayisara. He explains the midah of emes is the most profound midah of chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the emes is that we all have everything by dint of Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis and chesed. There is nothing that we have that doesn't come from Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So it's the midah shal kol goy. The emes is you look at things honestly, straightforwardly, you'll see that it's kuloi chesed. So what Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if you translate your bakasha into which midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu you're going to be able to be megala, that's how you daven. That's the seder tefillah. Melamed shenisatev Kadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. Herul Moshe seder tefillah. Kol zaman sheYisrael choitin. Yasuf on the seder as they did a chait. And I'm going to give them a chila. So what should they say? They say, Hashem, who koidim shiach to Adam. They say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize that you had rachmanas on us, and you probably did certain things so that we shouldn't do aveiros. probably he helped us out a little bit. We didn't recognize the help. Probably there was, but if Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't meichel us, then we will forever go forward saying Kadosh Baruch Hu koydim achet. We'll remember that he helped us out and tried to prevent the chet. Hashem uli acher chet and did shuva. So instead of saying Kadosh Baruch Hu will be magala, as we say in our davening that he's right to the shuva, we're going to be say this is a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say Baruch Ato Hashem, we say have great shuva. It's a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will be magala you. We will say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a midah of Hashem. Afilu li'achar achet sheyech adam v'yaseh tshuva, and so on and so forth. Says Rav Yehuda Bris Kerusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is a tefillah that will always work, because that's the tefillah that Chazal explained to us later on. It's the tefillah where we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will magala, we will reveal various aspects of you through the various yeshuas you're going to give us. You give us a yeshua, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to say, we're going to bring this as part of our avodas Hashem. Right? Any haoros? Any questions? Good.
Whatever you see, the malcha, I guess it's in the malcha.
So yeah. Correct.
Essentially, right.
When Gemara says in Tanis there was a tremendous drought, and the Rabbi Eliezer Davin, 24 brachos, as is the halacha when it's already a prolonged drought, and Leinena. Then the Gemara says, Yard Rabbi Akiva, then Davin, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu Chotanu Lefanecha, Avinu Malkeinu Asay Leman Shemecha, a little bit longer. So then Nena, right? Gemara says, don't think that Rabbi Akiva was greater, but he was a Magar al Midoisa. Right? Not the difference here, not for now. But you see from that Nusach, and I was very taken that the Kolboy, the Rishon, the Kolboy says that this became a tefillah for the Aseris Meitshuva. It's a Vina Malkeinu, is an Aseris Meitshuva tefillah. We say it on Tanis as well, but apparently the original introduction into Klal Yisrael was for the Aseris Meitshuva. What did Rabbi Akiva explain to us? You can say, Vina Malkeinu Chotanu Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu Asei Laman Shimcha, his tefillah was, if you'll bring us water, then we will express that you are Avinu. We'll express that you are Malkeinu. We'll express the various shemas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the various midas harachamim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then, some point later on, Chazal expanded the Avinu Malkeinu and almost matched up every bracha in Shemone Esrei has an equivalent Avinu Malkeinu. That's why we don't say Avinu Malkeinu when Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah Chol B'Shabbos. We don't say the regular Bakashas. So Lechora, what does it mean in terms of our Kavanos now, right? Lechora, I believe this Mahalach is simply embedded in the Ramban. I don't think that there's anything that we went beyond the Ramban. I think Aniyas Daiti. It's a very tight exposition of the Ramban. The Ramban says, you look at the Psukim, you will see Moshe Rabbeinu left out certain midos, right? Mikan Ro'im, here you see that it's not an incantation, it's not a formula, it's a davening. Then you see, the Ramban says, and notice that the notes of Cheslalof he left out in the articulate tefillah as well. Mikan Ro'im, that the 30 Mitzrachim are a way of expressing the articulate arguments. What's the difference between expressing an articulate argument of the remembrance chus avos and saying noyser ches alafim? One is an event, one is a specific prayer, and the other is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is asking for an the here and now, and the other is that we will come to recognize and understand and reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a greater extent. One is that please answer me, the other is a promise that if I'm blessed with the Yeshua, then I will forever point out that Kadosh Baruch Hu was a noitzer cheselof. We will always be able to understand Kadosh Baruch Hu better. We will always be able to point to a specific event and say, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu was a rachamon. Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonis on me. I'm megala, I become a tool to megala the Ribbono Shel Olam. So lechora, now we'll speculate. So then when we say the 13 Mizrachim, so Laniyas Daiti, we're now advancing together. So I was think that then what we're supposed to do is that we're supposed to have in mind that we are announcing, we're reminding ourselves of the various ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis is expressed. Once again, you can look up the various, there are so many different interpretations of what each, how to interpret each Midah, but you have several from the Rishonim to explain how each Midah is a little bit different, to understand to the best of our ability what each Midah means. And we are, on one hand, we're saying we are recognizing the various Midos of Rachmanis, the various different ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses his compassion. His compassion, his commitment to Klal Yisrael, commitment to the Yavis. And perhaps in addition we're saying that perhaps that the various Yeshuas that we need, right? Because throughout the days of Slichos, and even on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, we don't simply say the Tzidim Yisrach, we always have a specific Bakosha right before. A Bakosha for Beis HaMikdash, a Bakosha for Kapara, a Bakosha for Klal Yisrael. So I think what we're saying is, Ribbono Shel Olam, we need a Yeshua, whatever the Yeshua is, and we will thread your response through the Tzidim Yisrach. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us Beis HaMikdash, we'll forever go forward and say we were not deserving of Beis HaMikdash. We'll forever say Hashem, Hashem, Kerachem Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, brings back Klal Yisrael to Feres Malchusai. We'll forever go forward saying Hashem, Hashem, Kerachem Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings me a personal Yeshua. He brings me a refuah that I'm davening for. He brings me a certain Yishuv Adas I'm davening for. He brings me a shidduch I'm davening for. He brings me whatever it is, success in one's learning, an insight, a chiddush. I'll forever say, siyata d'shmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me out. I know that I had this chiddush. I had this chiddush. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me siyata d'shmaya to figure something out. Right. So when you say it was siyata d'shmaya, right away you're saying I'm being megala. Kadosh Baruch Hu was a choy named Odom Das. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being megala his Torah. I'm giving expression to various midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea that Rav Chaim Volozhin taught us, and I believe that idea goes all the way back to the Bris Kerusa of the Tzidkim Yisrach.
It's possible that's why the Yom Midos need to be said with minion, as we publicly proclaim that everything that Yeshua has Hashem has given us.
Okay, that's a good word. Yerchas HaGomol Haida also regards the minion. Right? One of the basic ideas that it does to me in Parsim, correct? Good.
It also explains why it's Yasu, because it's something we're going to do after.
Okay, very good. Any more ideas I can steal for the next year? Go ahead.
Still, the Ramaz is Minas Emes, you Chayov. When are you not Chayov, according to Minas Emes?
So over here, apparently, the question's a good question. I'm not sure of this, but I would suggest is that when it came to the Cheder Egel, so Klal Yisrael did not serve Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael, there was a group that served Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael was not as active as it should have been. So there, it could be that we could still appeal to the Midas Emes. Over here, it was a Bruce and Yaris still convinced we should say it. And if they ran us on,
100%.
Okay, good. So we should all be zoche, because Rosh Hashanah light fillis, and we should all be zoche that we should have because Rosh Hashanah light fillis, we should be able to be megala more of a because Rosh Hashanah rachmanis and chesed that he expresses to us, that we will accept the challenge, and because Rosh Hashanah will bless us with the bris kerusa, that all of our tefillis will come, will be answered. And the Yimalei Shem Shalos Abinu L'Toyva.
Amen.